Chapter 4. They ran down through the ravine at a swift rush, all laughing, jostling, all elbows and ankles, all steamy snored and roused about, to stop in collision when Tom Skelton stopped and pointed up the path.
"There," he whispered. "There's the only house in town worth visiting on Halloween. There."
"Yeah,"
said everyone, for it was true. The house was special and fine and tall and dark. There must have been 1,000 windows in its sides, all shimmering with cold stars. It looked as if it had been cut out of black marble instead of built out of timbers, and inside? Who could guess how many rooms, halls, breezeways, attics, superior and inferior attics, some higher than others? Some more filled with dust and webs and ancient leaves, or gold buried above ground, in the sky but lost away so high, no ladder in town could take you there. The house beckoned with its towers, invited with its gummed shut doors. Pirate ships are a tonic, ancient forts are a boon, but a house? A haunted house on All Hallows' Eve? 8 small hearts beat up an absolute storm of glory and approbation.
Come on!
But they were already crowding up the path, until they stood at last by a crumbling wall, looking up and up and still farther up at the great tomb-yard top of the old house. For that's what it seemed. The high mountain peak of the mansion was littered with what looked like black bones or iron rods, and enough chimneys to choke out smoke signals from 3 dozen fires on sooty hearths hidden far below in the dim bowels of this monster place. With so many chimneys, the roof seemed a vast cemetery, each chimney signifying the burial place of some old god of fire or enchantress of steam, smoke, and firefly spark. Even as they watched, a kind of bleak exhalation of soot breathed up out of some 4 dozen flues, darkening the sky still more and putting out some few stars.
"Boy," said Tom Skelton, "Pipkin sure knows what he's talking about."
"Boy,"
said all, agreeing. They crept along a weed-infested path toward the crumpled